The phrase, I'm uncomfortable today, it helps me out a lot because it helps me stay in the moment and see what's going on, what's really going on. This is a phrase that's easy to use with other people, like with my wife or family or friends, because anyone understands the concept of feeling uncomfortable, and that is about as honest, as close to the truth as I can get. So, for example, right before making this video and even as getting it started, I felt a bit uncomfortable, and I had a while, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, I felt a bit uncomfortable this morning. And just being able to admit that to myself, that helps me to have that state change. Because when I try and say things like, well, this person did this, when I start trying, the more complicated I make however I'm feeling, it often is harder to do anything about. What I would do a lot of my life, I'd say things like, well, I'm feeling upset because of insert external reason. Like when I was in high school, I'm upset because this girl wouldn't go out with me, or I'm upset, I'm pissed off that my dad wouldn't let me listen to Eminem, or I'm pissed off that we live in this stupid place, I want to move, I don't have any friends, whatever. So then that seemed like it had to wait for the thing itself to change. That line of thinking trapped me into feeling like however I was feeling was based on an objective truth, and then in order for that feeling to go away, I had to wait for that objective truth to change. So like, I lived in Germany from 97 to 2000, and for 2 years I went about saying how unhappy I was because I lived there. My mom was in the army, and she was commanding a unit there, which is why we lived there. So then my reality became that I was unhappy living there and I couldn't be happy again until we moved. Well, that's pretty depressing to wake up to every single day, let me tell you. And I see a lot of my fellow brothers and sisters on this earth in the same situation. And it gets better when you can look around and just say, I'm uncomfortable, instead of specifying and trying to find a label on the feeling in terms of something you could explain. Now, we're in the habit of trying to explain our feelings in rational terms. That's how I was raised, at least. You try and look for a reason to explain your feelings, with the underlying assumption being that you should feel good and happy all the time, that there must be something objective wrong if you're not feeling good. I mean, look, you have enough to eat, you have enough water, you've got a place to live. Therefore, if you're not feeling good, there must be something about your environment that's wrong with you. And the problem is, almost all the time, that's simply not true. So when I say I'm uncomfortable, I shed all those lies about that if something external changed, then I'd be happy at that point. Because I've found over and over again, whenever that thing, like for example, when I did move back to the United States with my family, sure, I was happy for a little while. And then soon enough, I found another new source of unhappiness. Well, now I'm not happy because this girl didn't go out with me. What about the last one? Who? What? Which girl? That's the thing. So I'd get stuck in this persistent state all the time of being unhappy about one thing or another. And I could hardly have any happiness because I was so quick to find some new reason why I was unhappy. And if you find a new reason you're unhappy all the time, then a little feeling, a little minor discomfort. So I had a minor discomfort this morning. A little minor discomfort like that suddenly turns into a story. And a story then seems to be powerful. It often, the story will be taken as the truth. I believed that I was unhappy for 2 years of my life because of where I lived. And therefore, what initially just was a little mood, or, you know, normal teenage bad moods and anxiety, fear, frustration, whatever, loneliness, then that turned into this story that suddenly started to squash a lot of the natural happiness I had. So most of us have a lot of natural happiness. In other words, if nothing's going on, you usually will be in a state where you're pretty happy and peaceful, often the kind of a state that's associated with drinking or drugs or even doing well at work, relationships. A lot of the basic satisfaction in life is available normally if you don't mess it up with a story. The problem is most of us have been taught to mess it up with a story, to say, well, I'm not happy right now because people don't respect me, but when I go get a master's degree or a bachelor's degree or whatever degree you're hoping, then people respect me, and then at that point I'll get a good job, and then I can be happy at that point. So what initially turned into an honest feeling of I'm not happy right now suddenly becomes this whole seemingly overwhelming story about not having enough education and people not respecting you for even things, artificial things like gender or race or where you're from. And yes, these biases can exist in some forms, and I've seen a lot of examples of them existing. The thing is, usually our reaction to it is way worse than the actual thing itself. The story that because we're this certain, any characteristic you want to put on, that story is generally way more powerful than the reality of other people's biases. If you do have certain limiting characteristics, then when you accept them, you simply work with them. If people don't want to hire you in a certain place because of how you look or how you sound, then you go somewhere else. It's that simple. You go somewhere, you put yourself in a different position, you learn different skills, you adapt. In other words, you don't sit there and bang your head against the wall over and over. And yet, that's what I was almost programmed to do. To sit in one place, complain about how everything was, and then not move out of that place. So to complain about how things were and then have no action to sit there and change them. Or where every action would seem to just reinforce the previous one. And that is what happens when you tell stories about, well, I'm unhappy because this person broke up with me. I was very unhappy. I got to the point I didn't want to live after at least one breakup. And then I often dealt with breakups in a very unhealthy fashion. I didn't deal well with losing jobs either. And thankfully, I deal with things better now because I don't believe the stories that get told for very long. Like today, I was telling some story about how I was unhappy because of I gave away a shirt my wife gave me for Christmas. I didn't remember that she gave me that shirt. And so she obviously wasn't very impressed with that. But she wasn't very impressed with it for about 2 seconds. And then I went on telling a story about it for like 20 minutes in my head. And thankfully, I've learned to at least not make that story real in terms of put it on other people most of the time now. But I went on struggling with it for about 20 minutes. And I said, really? Look, your wife, she's over it. She has other things to do. She's done. She's really doesn't. She said it's not a big deal, and she really meant that. And yet you're sitting here feeling like it is a big deal. What's the truth right now? The truth is I'm just a bit uncomfortable, and I could put reasons on it. I'm going on the first trip out of town or, you know, on a plane with my daughter tomorrow. Sure, I could sit there and say, well, I'm uncomfortable because of that. But that's not the whole truth. And that may not even be the truth at all. Often, the truth is very simple. I'm a little uncomfortable right this moment. And I often don't even understand why. I don't understand all the history and all the conditioning I had to get me to the point where whatever it is has made me uncomfortable. So just saying I'm uncomfortable, that lets things pass. Once I say I'm uncomfortable, then often that feeling changes. Because most feelings, when they're made fully aware, and especially bad feelings, especially things like depression, fear, anxiety, all of which I lump into one phrase of being uncomfortable, because depression, fear, anxiety, those are all uncomfortable. They don't feel good, and I'm uncomfortable when I'm feeling any of those. So today, just throwing that one phrase out there allows me to have the ability to move beyond the story. To face the fact, okay, I'm a little uncomfortable. I don't even quite know what it is I'm uncomfortable with. I'm not sure if, like earlier, I'm not sure if that feeling was anxiety or fear or depression, or maybe it feels a little bit of both. Instead of saying, well, I've been depressed now for this amount of time, instead of telling some story like that, hey, I'm a little uncomfortable. I don't know exactly what's going on. And then that's a good thing I can tell other people. For example, I tell my wife that I'm uncomfortable right now. And that helps her to then accept how I'm feeling and not fight with me about it. Because then she doesn't feel like it's her fault I'm uncomfortable. She doesn't feel like she did something to make me uncomfortable. Separating out that helps other people to help me in my life. When I tell my mom I'm uncomfortable, then mom doesn't feel like it was something she said or she did. And even my family's getting so used to this now. Often when you tell someone I'm depressed or I'm mad or various things, they will be pretty sure that they did something, especially if it happens to occur right in proximity to something they said or they did. Well, saying I'm uncomfortable, now my friends and family are even starting to get to the point where they don't think it was their fault. And that gives them the ability to help me. My wife is very helpful. She's always helpful. But she has an easy time helping and not having her own hard time when I just say I'm uncomfortable. Because there's no illusion with her then. She doesn't fall into the same trap then. She doesn't fall into the trap of, well, he did this and he said this, so therefore, da-da-da-da. So she has the opportunity then to not get into the same place herself. She can see, oh, my husband's uncomfortable. He just needs me to love him and support him and accept how he's feeling. And then it changes. So this is way different than how I was raised. I saw my parents lots of times. They didn't want to admit they were uncomfortable. They wanted, or I don't know if they even wanted to do it. They were in the habit of blaming each other. Well, you did this. No, you did this. Well, you shouldn't have said that. Well, you shouldn't have said this. And instead of just, I'm uncomfortable. Well, that's, I'm uncomfortable too. Okay, what can we do about being uncomfortable now here together? And towards the end of their time together, Dad passed away a couple years ago, they got a lot better with that. And I don't have that long that I can make it, being a husband with, you know, having the usual way things go with couples of the fights and the, you know, the you did this, you did that. I don't have patience for that. I can't stand living like that. I want a peaceful life today, and I'm willing to work for that. And so saying I'm uncomfortable helps me to have that. It helps me to see the truth, and it helps everyone else in my life to see the truth too, which then makes things easier for them. So usually in life, if you can make things easier for yourself and the people around you, just that will make a huge difference. So today I'm grateful that I've learned the phrase, I'm uncomfortable, as my default means of dealing with anything that is uncomfortable, that is frustrating, depressing, anxiety, fear producing, whatever it is. And I'm grateful.